Okay, we are Bezrus Hashem continuing in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnahs talk about if a woman agreed to Kiddushin, but it was based on the Taos, she was misled. His kachi, because especially I, and a man says to a woman, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this cup of wine, and he gives her like a, you know, a bottle, Venimsa Sheldvash, and she opens it up, that cup, and it turns out that it's honey, it's not wine, or Sheldvash, Venimsa Sheldvash, he says, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this honey, and it turns out to be wine. Bedinos Kesef. He gives her a dinar and he says a coin and he says, I want you to be mekadesh me with this silver coin. Vinimsa shel zav, it turns out to be gold. Shel zav, vinimsa shel kesef, or vice versa. Or al menas shani asher, he says, I want you to be mekadesh me al menas that I'm rich. Vinimsa ani, turns out he's poor. Ani, vinimsa asher, he says, I want you to be mekadesh me because I'm a poor boy. And it turns out he's a very wealthy boy. Einam mekadeshes. In all those cases, she was misled and therefore the kiddushin is not valid because it was based on a mistaken premise. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Hitl Shvach Mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second. If she was willing to be Mekadeshes to him when he was poor, or when he was giving her silver, then for sure she's willing to be Mekadeshes to him if he's rich, and he's, or if he's giving her gold. So as long as he misled her in a way that makes him less than she would have thought he was, then she's still going to be Mekadeshes. But if he misled her in a way that exaggerated what he was giving her or what he was, then she would not be Mekadeshes. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Al Menashe Ani Kohen, if he's a Mekadesh woman, Al Menashe that he's a Kohen, Venimsa Levi, turns out he's a Levi, Levi, Venimsa Kohen, or vice versa. Nasin Venimsa Mamazer, on the Nas that he is a Nasin, the Nasinim were from the Givonim, which were people who lived in Eretz Canaan, who tricked Yeshua into making a peace treaty with them, and they converted to Judaism, but Yeshua didn't make a Gezerah, made a Takana, that a regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry them, and then later, when they were very mean to Shaul's children, David HaMelech extended the Isser that you can't marry them. So he says he's a Nasin, Venimsa Mamzer, but it turns out that he's a Mamzer, which is even worse than being a Nasin. Mamzer, he said he's a Mamzer, Venimsa Nasin, turns out he's a Nasin. Ben Ir, he said I'm from a small town, Venimsa Ben Krach, turns out he's from a big city, Ben Krach, Venimsa Ben Ir, or vice versa. Amanasha Besikar of the Merchatz, he's Mekadish Al Manas, that he has a house that's right near the bathhouse, so it will be easy for her to have access to bathing. Vinimsa Rachok, and it turns out that they're far away, or Rachok Vinimsa Karov, or vice versa. Amnashi Ishli Bas Oshivcha Gadelis. If she says on the condition that I have, he says that on the condition I have a daughter who can braid hair, or a Shivcha who can braid hair, they know, but he doesn't have a hairstylist for a daughter. Oh, Amnashi Ainli Vieshlo, he says that I do have one, I don't have one, and he does have one. Amnashi Ainli Banim, he says on the condition I don't have any children, v'yeshlo, but it turns out he does have children, amnashi yeshli ve'inlo, or vice versa. So all those cases, it's kiddushei taos. She was mekabel the kiddushin based on a false premise. Ubekula nafal bisham rabliber ha'il diskadish lo afal pikein enim kadeshas. And even if she tells us afterwards, you know what? I love him so much, I would have accepted kiddushin from him no matter what, regardless of these. You know, he thought these things were important, so he mentioned them, but I would have accepted the kiddushin anyway. Still, she's not Mekadeshes. And the same is true if she's the one that misled him. It can go in both directions. Whenever a marriage was based on a mistaken premise, it is an invalid marriage. They are not married. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we said that if a man is Mekadesh woman saying that a cup is wine and it's really a cup is full of wine, it's really honey, or honey and it's really wine, Kesef and it's really Zav, Zav and it's really Kesef, that he's rich and he's really poor and really rich, that is Tanakama Holdena Mekadeshes, no matter what, no matter which direction it was in. And Rabbi Shimon says that as long as he undersold himself, then she is Mekadeshes. If he oversold himself, then she's not Mekadeshes. And Mishnah Gimel, more mistakes. He says that I'm Lenas that I'm a Levi and he's really a Kohen, or vice versa. I'm Lenas I'm a Nasan, he's really a Mamzer, or vice versa. I'm Lenas from a small city, he's really from a big city, or vice versa. I'm Lenas that I live near a Merchatz and he lives far, or vice versa. Almanas that I have a daughter or a shifcha who knows how to braid hair and he doesn't, or vice versa. The almanas that I don't have children and he does, or vice versa. In all those cases, even if she were to say, I would have accepted kiddush from him no matter what, there she's eina mekadeshes, and that goes in both directions. If she misleads him, it's also eina mekadeshes. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet.